Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hi, yeah, it's always a great day for music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We bring together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week. In the rear view, we'll take it on. The cultural cacophony, that is. Easy for me to say. Creativity, compassion in action, and oh, so much great music, including your Forgotten 45. And you, are you listening live? It is Sunday, April 11th. It's 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, and 2 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available should you have gotten the social media memo about the early start. And Twitter is 24/7 at AB Rice. Jordan Aurora from the TCS crew, raring to go in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin', the universe still runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites. Hey, please do so safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. And, of course, by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation. On air, online, up and running 24/7. As you well know, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Time to testify. Join us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So happy to have you aboard.
Up rules. Who made you Judge Judy and executioner?
The other night I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky-tonks. We really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop, and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
Thank you.
want to get a nod to Dondi and to Perry via the Twitter feed and ThoughtNet chat box, respectively, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Thank you guys for taking along for the live ride and checking in early and often. Always appreciate it. Winoni Harris, good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean? Hey, the judge in the Chauvin trial, Cahill, doesn't look mean. He's a pretty tempered guy with a great judicial temperament, or so it seems. And the Stones, of course, can I get a witness on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show? Those witnesses, boy, pretty powerful, the prosecution, but so far the defense hasn't had its case in chief yet. Prosecution coming in strong and wrapping up pretty strong. Not over yet. I guess they're wrapping up early this week. The medical examiner was on Friday. A lot of folks thought he was more wishy-washy than some of the other medical experts, but pretty strong, because still the cause of death in his mind, the overwhelming cause of death, I should say, the substantial prevailing cause of death was the knee on the neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And I think that's all they need, really, because, again, they can have underlying, you know, the defense is hammering home the underlying conditions, that he had a heart issue, George Floyd did, and that he ingested some drugs, all of that, but I don't think that's okay to have some of those and still be culpable for the murder count because it was a very substantial contributor. I believe that's the case. We'll see how the judge all reads out the directions, the instructions to the jury as we get further along in the case, but it's a compelling case, an important case for sure, and we do hope justice is served. It's not over yet by any stretch. What's your take? What's your impressions? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PotNet chat box, where Claire chimes in. It has been a strong case, but I'm getting squeamish because cops usually get off. It may go for an acquittal. Yeah, you know, I don't know about that, Claire, because, again, you're right. They generally do get off in these cases, but it's usually shootings, and shootings are split-second decisions. Derek Chauvin had 9 minutes and 29 seconds to get off George Floyd's neck, and he didn't do it. So I don't know. But you're right, nothing is a slam dunk, and we shouldn't take it for granted that he's going to get off. I'm saying the best I think they can hope for is a hung jury. But we don't know. I mean, O.J. Simpson, Casey Anthony, people do sometimes get off who don't deserve it. So we'll just have to see how it all plays out and what may be the backlash. But so far, the prosecution's case is strong. Who else we have? Fritz, PopNet chat box, says, yes, it's a strong case, but I'm pretty nervous about juries you just don't know. So here we go. A lot of folks are kind of up in the air about this. Anybody else on Twitter? Albert says, from everything I have seen and all what the witnesses' testimonies has said, Chauvin should be convicted of second-degree murder and nothing less. And apparently he's retweeting. Somebody retweeted, Albert retweeted, Philly retweeting, that 64% of Americans approve of the murder charges filed against Derek Chauvin in the George Floyd murder case. Well, we should be taking polls. Justice should be done by what you can prove in court. So I'm not really for the poll taking and what public opinion. Public opinion has already fried this guy in the public square. But that's not fair either. So, you know, I'm always for the fairness. We have to see how it goes in court, and they have to present their case, and they have a right to present their defense if they want to mount one. You know, all through the jury voir dire, when they were picking the jury, I saw parts of that, and Eric Nelson, who is Chauvin's defense attorney and has gotten a lot of blowback, I think he's doing the best he can. I mean, everybody's entitled to defense. You could argue, should he take the case, whatever, but defense attorneys are there to defend people, and sometimes they're there to defend despicable people or people who have committed despicable acts, I should say. But he was very, you could tell they were going for that idea of maybe getting a hung jury. You know, going for someone who could be the lone holdout or two. So that's a possibility. I think that's probably the best they can get, but we're still in the midst of it. So let's see as we go how it goes, as they say. Speaking of rushes to judgment, Matt Gaetz, the embattled GOP firebrand congressman from Florida, says he's going nowhere. He made a speech in front of a conservative group of women, of all people, down in Florida. I don't know if it was at Mar-a-Lago or somewhere near Mar-a-Lago. And he says, hey, heck no, I'm going nowhere. I'm built for the battle, and they're coming for you. It's a page out of the Trump playbook. And by the way, Trump also was at a fundraiser for the RNC in Mar-a-Lago the other day, yesterday, I guess, and he told he's still spewing the big lie that he won the election, he was stolen, and it just goes on. And unfortunately, it's working. There are people drinking that rancid Kool-Aid still. If you look at different polling, and you know I'm loath to look at polls, but anywhere between 55% and 80% of Republicans still believe the big lie. And a lot of them also believe that the insurrection on January 6th was actually started by Antifa or other anti-Trump people pretending to be Trump supporters. Crazy and ridiculous, as these people who are getting arrested are admitting that they did it at essentially Trump's behest. So go figure that one out. It doesn't quite make sense indeed. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Those latter three for the live writers on Sunday, April 11th. Different world out there for girls and boys. I'm Amy Beth Arkelisha. Weigh in.
The Republican Party is in shambles. Defeated, shamed, reviled. For 4 years, they towed the party line. And as they did, new stars emerged. Stars like Matt Gaetz. Slick and sycophantic, Gaetz was a man after Trump's own heart. Like Trump, he bought influence and power through his family's wealth, spilled his ego on everyone he met. And now, he's under investigation on allegations of sex trafficking and a sexual relationship with an underage girl. Gaetz won't lose the support of his mentor over this, and the Republican Party still does what Donald Trump says. They got into bed with a madman, and they still believe they can outlast the stain of Trump's legacy. But some things can't be washed away. Some things are just too dirty.
Girls, better run to your mother.
For Arielle on the Amy Beth Arquie Show. Thank you so much for chiming in. Also, the Founders sing an instant classic, local parody. Boy, are they masters of it when Matt Gaetz is standing there. Lincoln Project having their way with Matt Gaetz and the GOP stain, and Different for Girls from Joe Jackson on the Amy Beth Arquie Show. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter is 24/7 at AB Rights. Phone line, should you find yourself joining us for the live April 11th ride, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available for those purposes as well. Anything, everything on your mind, weigh in. Olivia says, how can a conservative Republican women's group for America First hold an event with Matt Gaetz as the keynote speaker after everything that has surfaced about him and his degradation of women? Oh, right, the same group held the January 6th insurrection pep rally while he led the charge. Also, big Trump supporters. Well, indeed, indeed, taking the page out of that Trump playbook. And so far, crickets from when it comes to the Republicans, except for Adam Kinzinger, the maverick Illinois congressman who says Gaetz has got to resign. Nobody else saying anything. Donald Trump came out, a tepid response. He said he denied it. That's what he always says when he defends people. He's denied it, and he didn't, by the way, he didn't ask for that blanket pardon that has been put out there. So we'll see. But it's a one-way street with Trump, as we know. He can only count on the loyalty just so far. And Marcia says it's time for Matt Gaetz's colleagues to do the right thing and tell him to resign. Well, you say, I'm of two minds of this. I think the Republicans should condemn the actions on the one hand. On the other hand, everybody's entitled to due process. I said that about Cuomo. I'll say it about Gaetz. Everybody. Let's see how it all works out. But it doesn't look so hot. His friend Greenberg, who was the former Seminole County tax collector, is about to make a plea deal apparently this week, and he may flip on his pal Gaetz and others. So we'll just have to see. I'm always, you know, I'm fair on both sides, but it doesn't look great. And he's kind of a despicable character, whether he gets convicted or indicted or anything else, or indicted. First you get indicted, then you get convicted. I know how it goes. But you can make a character judgment that he is kind of crazy. But people are weighing in, and people are not happy with what's going on, that's for sure. And, you know, it's about hypocrisy. I agree with that, says Henrietta. The GOP claims to be family values, but they're just mum when a guy comes out and does something as disgusting as Gaetz. Well, again, he's denying it. That's the point. And it's like Trump. They stood by Trump, too, because Trump has 26 credible sexual assault and or harassment charges against him, including one rape charge. And it's crickets from his supporters, too, because they say he denied it. Did you watch the Q documentary on HBO? I watched a little bit of it, where they're purporting this guy, Ron Watkins, is really Q. Other people say it's a combination of people. But whatever it is, that whole show is a cast of characters straight out of a Borat movie. It would be hilarious if it wasn't so queer and scary and strange that anybody would follow any of this and believe that it's actually true. But they're there, and they do, and that's the problem. We live in an Orwellian vortex that some of these people have been sucked into, and we just have to try to fight our way out of it. But it's some of the stuff is pretty damning. I'll give you, Dan says Matt Gaetz took a trip to the Bahamas that federal investigators were looking into. That trip included several Republican officials, and it involved escorts. Does anybody want to say hypocrisy? Does anybody want to say federal charges? I do. Well, we'll see. Again, we have to let due process play out, even if we don't like the people. That's what I say, even if we don't like the people. We'll work through it, and a good way to work through a lot of anxieties and problems, get in touch and reconnect with your inner artist. The Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped do that for a lot of folks, reconnect you and move you in a more creative direction. Sandy in Newport, Rhode Island gets a shout-out. She writes in, thank you so much for the push in the right direction, or as you call it, the creative kick in the keister. I'm journaling and writing and contemplating painting, so thank you. Hey, you're very welcome, Sandy. Keep going, and please keep us posted, will you? Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're working hard. And by the way, that hard work and that plunge that you've taken into the creative well, it also gives other people the permission to try to do it, too, because we're all in this together and egging each other on. So I really appreciate it when you share with me your success stories. On the other hand, if you do need that creative kick in the keister, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. How about it? The first one is on me, but you need to give me about 3 weeks to connect, and we'll do it. I'll give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks to move you in that creative direction. Either way, please reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can chime with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, and now we're also taking compassion to action stories and inspiring uplifting stories about people doing good things in the world. And you can do that. You can also peruse my stories and Gossip Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies, and chime in with guest suggestions and check out social media connections and podcast links. It's a one-stop shop arrangement at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Repeating myself, I'm on earlier than usual, so I'll give them a little dragging, I don't know. Either that or I'm on the Mets. Have you watched the Mets? Boy, oh boy, Heartbreak City. Could we use a couple of hitters, please? DeGrom has been pitching great, and he's been cut off twice at the knees because of their lackluster hitting. But baseball's back in action, so put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Here's a great one from Fogarty. I'm Amy Beth Arcelicia. Weigh in. Love you. Version of Simon Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson. Bruce Springsteen, not to be confused with The Boss, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game, John Fogerty's center field. Nothing wrong with center field, nothing wrong with pitching on the Mets, but they need some hitting. Get on with it, guys. I don't know about you, but baseball is one of those spring rituals that kind of rejuvenate me. What about you? What's making you feel good these days? Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, by all means. Please reach out if you're joining us for the live Sunday, April 11th show. A few folks chiming on the Matt Gaetz deal. Ben says, I want to know who the members of Congress were that Matt Gaetz showed those nude pictures to. I want to know which sleazeballs were shown non-consensual porn by a member of Congress and did not report that to the Ethics Committee. Who were you, cowards, who? And Andy says, just to remember, Matt Gaetz is a danger to society, as is Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a whole bunch of other GOP hypocrites. Again, due process, but it doesn't look good for the embattled Florida congressman, that's for sure. Andy says, Matt Gaetz has to be the dumbest blank on the planet. I know it's internet radio and we can say it, but I just don't want to, Andy, but I appreciate it. I think he should resign ASAP. Well, we'll see. Again, he's not going to. He's going to try to play this out just like Trump did, and it may work. We just don't know. So far for Trump, it seems to be working, although a whole bunch of – they got a document dump at the New York City District Attorney's Office this week, which some people were elated about, but we'll just see. Speaking of elated, we have a new feature here called Compassion in Action, where we're talking about stories that are uplifting, people doing things and showing kindness, rahmanis, as we would say in Yiddish, to strangers, to one another, to whomever, because I want to refocus our attentions to the idea that words and deeds do matter, and what we say about each other and to each other matter, and the deeds that we perform upon each other and bestow upon each other do matter, and that's really important. So a story came through today from, who came through this? Sylvia sent this to us. She said that there's a story out of St. Louis, I believe it is, Missouri, where a homeless man helped a young girl, 16 or years old or so, who was lost, find a cafe and a phone. Her phone was dead. She had no money. He helped find someone to help her, took her to a cafe, and this, of course, shone the light on the fact that homeless people are people, too, and they do care. And this man, who a lot of people would say is a forgotten, throwaway person, helped this young girl in her hour of need. And what she did when she finally reconnected with her parents, she came back to try to find the man, found him, gave him some money, and he also started a GoFundMe page for this guy, and they're trying to help him get back on his feet, so to speak. So that's a wonderful thing. People are doing this. It's so great. One small gesture leads to another, and you just don't know. And everybody has kindness in their hearts. There's something there, and we can touch people if we do it, and we look for it, and we're open to it. So congratulations to those people on both sides, how it works. One good deed can lead to another. Words matter, deeds matter, compassion in action. Thank you, Sylvia, for passing it along. If you have a compassion in action story you'd like to share with us, by all means, please do so at the website, amybetharkowy.com. All right. Other things afoot? Anybody else want to reach out? Or we have anything, Rora, to take in? Are you watching the Hemingway series, by the way, on PBS? Ken Burns. It's a three-part docu-series. He is the gold standard of documentarians, for sure. It's a fascinating series about Ernest Hemingway, and I have to say he's never been one of my favorite writers. We did do Old Man and the Sea in high school. I think I read a couple of others, Farewell to Arms, From the Bell Tolls, later on in college. I'll have to revisit. I don't think I read a lot of his short stories, maybe one or two. Maybe sometimes revisiting things years later helps. But his work does live on, for sure, and he's got there's a whole literary scholarship built up around it, so he doesn't need my seal of approval, but I'm just, as a writer and as a reader, interested to see what I might have missed along the way when I was younger. But certainly he's got a legendary, mythic life as well, and it's a colorful one, and there's some interesting, fascinating facts that I wasn't aware of in terms of his family and some of his own sexual proclivities, etc. He was certainly had a tortured life, and he tortured some people along the way because he had some serious demons to battle, including mental illness that ran in his family, unfortunately, and alcoholism, and he had some really tumultuous relations with his wives and his kids. But it's a fascinating documentary, and if you're at all interested in his in that subject matter, writing, literature in general, I think you'll enjoy it. So look forward. It's on PBS now, I think running this month. You know, it's the old check your local listings, but also these days you can always find things on demand, downloadable, et cetera, so be on the lookout for that. Fascinating indeed. And the Tina documentary that we talked about last week, which is on HBO now as well, puts Tina Turner back in the spotlight in a major way, and there's now a whole movement afoot amongst her fans to get her inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist. Now, she's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with her collaboration with Ike Turner, but many people contend that her solo career is so forceful and actually outlasted her collaboration, is more impactful, that she deserves in as a second time as a solo act, which would make her, if she does get inducted, and I doubt it will be this time around because I don't think she was up for it, although they still have time to process some of this stuff, because I believe they're doing it in October. October 30th, I believe, is the induction date. It's usually in the spring, but because of COVID, they've pushed everything up this year. I don't know if there's still time. She was not on the ballot, but sometimes special provisions are made, but maybe for next year. It makes sense. She would be the second woman to be inducted as a solo artist. And as part of a group, being inducted twice, I should say. Stevie Nicks, the first one, of course, will flute with Mackin for her solo efforts. But she certainly is a force to be reckoned with in terms of her talent and in terms of her tenacity as well. Tina Turner, here's a classic. This one's for Francisco. Back in the days, yeah, they had a tumultuous relationship, but they made some great music. Ike and Tina Turner and Proud Mary on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Give a listen.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. Where we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel, keep on turning.
rolling, oh, rolling.
Merry rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Yeah, my next am I next? Still alive, still alive, shine a light, still alive, use your voice and you remember me. American reckoning. Is our American reckoning, our story written in blood or in love or in peace?
John Bon Jovi on the Amy Beth Barclay Show, of course, inspired by the killing of George Floyd. And Ike and Tina Turner, will she be a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer? She should. That classic, of course, Proud Mary. It is the Amy Beth Barclay Show. One final time around the social media horn we go before we sashay out of here. A few folks chiming in. Oh, I love when you play with me in real time. You know how I do. Henry on Twitter says, Hemingway on PBS was honest, well-paced, and wonderful. Applause to Jeff Daniels for his beautiful performance. And Chuck says, PBS does one thing great. They hired Ken Burns to tell historic stories. Hemingway PBS is worth the watch. My words exactly, Chuck. Indeed, it is. Anybody else on Gates? Lynn says, call it Gatesgate and close him. He's toast. And the Chauvin trial, Reed, Putnet Chatbox says, I think it sounds like it should be a slam dunk, but it's not. You don't know about juries. And as you said, it's not over yet. Yeah, exactly. It's not over yet. We have to be fair. I'm all for due process, but you got to call it as you see it in real time, if you know what I mean. Thank you so much for joining us. Love playing with you folks in real time. You know I do. You missed the show, want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Barclay Show wherever you get your podcasts. And also be on the listen for select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and also on PodStream. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharclay.com. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wrights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and the headquarters, and thank you for joining us. Don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask, socially distance, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I'm going to leave you with one from the great late troubadour John Prine, who we lost a year ago this past week due to COVID complications. But oh boy, that's the name of his record company, by the way, did he leave behind a lexicon of some great music. And every time I run into somebody who hasn't been exposed to John Prine, I'm always shocked, but also then I'm delighted for them because you can open yourself to a whole treasure trove of great entertainment and enlightening songs. They're like little short stories. He's sort of like the Raymond Carver song. You know, he takes a look at often forgotten, overlooked people and finds the humanity with wry humor and sensitivity. Just some great songs in there. John Prine, we're going to leave you with one. This is one of his classics, Lake Marie. It's John Prine as we say goodbye. Take care. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. You know I love you.
1840, there was this Indian tribe that they found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. Talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill. And man, they were sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada, trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever seemed easier. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police have found two bodies in the woods. Naked bodies. And their faces have been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. Saw it on the news, on the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's exactly what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie!